Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Oh, come on, just lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we cry out to you. We cry out to you, God. Lord, as the deer panteth after streams of living water, Lord, so our soul longs for you, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the Spirit of the Lord. And so, Father, we just reach our hands up to heaven, Father, this night. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that in something inside of us, God, that our hearts will start to yearn for you. Father, I pray, let a hunger give birth inside of us. Lord, to dust off everything. Lord, to dust off timidity, to dust off lukewarmness, to dust off that that wants to damper and cold. Lord, to lukewarmness, that what you have called to be on fire. Father, we call upon you in this night, Father. Father, I believe that we are the generation that will see the outpouring of your Spirit. Lord, do not pass us by. Lord, do not skip us again and pour it upon another generation. Pour your Spirit upon us, we pray. Pour your Spirit upon our hearts, God. Pour your Spirit upon this generation. Pour your Spirit upon our children. Pour your Spirit upon us, God. We want to be the generation, my Father, that see the signs, the wonders, and the miracles. Lord, we want to be the ones that walk in it consistently, not because of anything but that we want to make the name that it's higher than any other name. We want to constantly lift that name. Lord, we are firm believers of the name of Jesus the Christ, the one that was and is to come. Father, we call upon your name, Lord. See us in this night, I pray. For Father, we war against that what the enemy wants to do. Father, we are not those that just submit and just allow. We want to be of those that are saying still, we're hungry and we're thirsty after righteousness, after you, God. There we are. Won't you just pray this prayer out loud? Say, Heavenly Father, I'm praying this night. Come and fill me afresh. Come and fill me anew. Oh, come and pray that the passion, come and fill me anew with hunger and a thirst after righteousness. Come and set me ablaze, afresh anew, for the kingdom's sake. Father, I pray, let every part of my life come back into the fire in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, Holy Spirit, baptize me. The Holy Spirit and with fire in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give Jesus Christ just a praise offering. Oh, come on, let's just give Jesus Christ a praise offering, a proper praise offering. Our worship team, thank you. Don't go too far. Good evening to everybody. Good evening to all our online viewers. Good evening to the guys watching from Cape Town. Good evening to the people watching us from Free State, from Witbank, from Secunda, from Australia, and from the United States, and from the UK. Amen. And we're reaching far and wide. Are you ready for a good night? Come on. Are you ready for a good night, please? Okay, let's trust the Lord. Father, I pray that in this night that the word will pierce the hearts of people. We are here to take territory back that belongs to our God, to our King, to our Lord. And Father, I pray in this night, let your kingdom come, let your will be done as it is in heaven. Let it be so on earth. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and all God's warriors say, amen. Amen and amen. And if you take your seats, make sure you sit next to a single person. Welcome to be seated across this auditorium. Amen. I must say and just get this off my chest that I am Very, very excited about the word tonight, because I want to speak to you about how to be single and how to maximize your singleness. And so tonight's going to be good. Amen. And you know, the reason why I want to share to you about this is this morning, I don't know if you were in this morning's service, but this morning I just preached right out of my heart. And there was just something that God again did. Listen, I don't know where you are, but I want an encounter of God. I want an encounter of Jesus Christ. I'm tired to sing songs about Him. I said to Shannon this afternoon, I'm just exhausted to sing songs about Him. It's going to go right back to seeking Him with all of our hearts until we find Him, until we get Him, until He pours Himself out upon us. Oh, come on, do I have more amens than just one or two? We need a bona fide encounter with the living God, with the living Jesus. Amen. And our generation needs it. This generation needs an encounter with God. And if they are too lazy to have an encounter of God, then we must have an encounter of God and they can have an encounter of us. Oh, let me say that again. They are too lazy to get an encounter for God by themselves, because this is the thing about hunger. You cannot give somebody hunger. You need to get your own. You can't give somebody thirst. You need to get your own. You can't teach somebody how to read the Bible. You need to do it yourself. You can't teach somebody how to pray. You have to pray. Are you there? There's something about chasing God that you can't do secondhand. Can I have an amen for that? You have to chase the Lord for yourself, by yourself, and then light up everybody else that you get across. Come on, are you there? I'm particularly tired of this season for one specific reason, and that is that it does not allow us to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it. And even though we are very much law-abiding citizens, who of you know that God has called us to this hour not to shy away, but to be in power? Can I have an amen? So God wants us to be in power for the sake of the world. We have so often sang that song, for the sake of the world. I believe that if we really believe that, we will go and baptize ourselves in the Holy Ghost and with fire and go into this world. Amen. Come on. Oh, come on, guys. It's a wonderful night in Pretoria. And I want to get into the word of the Lord. I want to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse number 23. You know, one particular thing I do not like about this season is that I want to hold church everywhere, all the time, as much as I can. And I would have liked an amen or something there, because we are used to many meetings. We are used to seeing the people hungry for God. And now we are dealing with something that I've never dealt with before. And it's almost like people are hoodwinked. And I want to show you that the Bible actually speaks about that. Scripture says in the last days, which we are in, we know this. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1. In the last days, perilous times will come. That word perilous there means that none of us can escape it. And the word is last days, the word eschatos, it means the very last breath of the very, very, very last breath. And then Jesus says something very specific in Matthew chapter number 24. This has got absolutely nothing to do with my sermon, by the way. But Jesus says something. He says, and many will be deceived. The word deceived is a Greek word plano, and the word plano means that, literally the word plano means to move away from Jesus, but you do it so slowly that you don't even know you're doing it, and by the time He comes, you're completely a stranger to Him. That's the word plano, deceived, which is actually the Greek word for hoodwinked, to be hoodwinked. And the word hoodwinked means to, if I have a hoodie on, which I think is a nice hoodie, but anyway, the word hoodie means to be hoodwinked slowly, with permission, without knowing what's busy happening. And here's the problem. If we have a generation that is blinded, they will lead another generation into the darkness. Oh, come on. Help me with the keys. Can I say it again? If you have a generation that are blinded, we're going to lead another generation into the darkness. Come on. We cannot be blinded in this hour. We have to know what's busy happening. There's a war on, and that's a war for your soul. Satan wants your soul. He's not worried about where you'll spend eternity, because he's not in your future if you're going to heaven. But he's definitely there if we go to hell. And he's not worried about that even, because you can't bother him there, because you're going to be judged by him if we don't know the Lord. Amen. Oh, come on. I see people are treating heaven and hell as if it's not a reality. They're very much a reality. Are you guys with me? So I'm seeing a slow and a steady decline in the moral radar. And that's what I want to address tonight. Is that okay? Can we talk frankly? Can we talk honestly? Can we go talk directly? And can we speak as it is and not as it candy-coated should be at times? Because unless we speak it as it is, we will accept things that we should not. And we should have something called Christian standards in this time. Can I have an amen for that? And by the way, the guys that are watching us online, take a moment, share the gospel. What I want you to do online, I want you to tag that single person, that single friend, that somebody looking for someone. I want you to tag them, send that out, say, die pastoor, die dominee gaan jou help vanavond, dat jy nie hel toe gaan nie. Amen. Come on guys, lighten up. Can we have some smiles in the house of God? We have to have the joy of the Lord. Amen. Listen, the enemy thought that by putting us 15 months into lockdown, that he's going to snuff out our fire. That won't happen. We've been 15 months in lockdown, and I just refuse to go along with his game, and you must refuse too. Because I think by now he has thought that he has won the battle. No, the battle is not won. There is still a remnant of people seeking the Lord that have not yet become convenient and comfortable by being lukewarm. We still want God. There's a group of people, as we prophesied, that's the righteous remnant, that will say we'll seek the Lord of all of our hearts. We want nothing else but Jesus. Are you there? And so we will need to be strong in this hour. Amen? Come on. The Bible says, do you know the Bible says the cowards will inherit eternal lake of fire? The Bible says in I believe it's Revelation 22, 17. Those that are afraid will go to hell. The cowards. We are not cowards. We are not afraid. Because what can the devil do? Come on, think with me. But the reason why I want to be very frank tonight is because the enemy is after your soul. He wants your soul. What does it prosper the world if you gain everything yet lose your soul? And I'm going to speak from a place of authority tonight, because in this place that I'm going to talk to you about, I have conquered this stuff. So I want to speak to you about this. First and foremost, I want to say the single does not mean broken. Single does not mean in want. Single means whole. Can we just say that? In our society these days, we want to say, you know, if I'm single, I'm in need of something. No, you are not. The goal in your life should not be marriage. The goal in your life should be wholeness. Can I say that again? The goal in your life should not be marriage. The goal in your life should be wholeness. But Jesus himself said, it is not good for a man to be alone. That's the Father's words. Jesus echoes that in Mark 16, I believe. It's not good for a man to be alone. But for a man to have a companion, the man must be going somewhere. A man without the presence, a man without a vision, a man without a mission does not need a companion. They need to be left alone. Because the dominion mandate was given to Adam. God says, let them have dominion, let them multiply and subdue the earth. And then the Bible says, when Eve took of the apple, God, there was no response from the Father. But when the man took the apple, God came to the scene. Why? Because God made man and woman was made out of man. Come on, guys, are you with me? So God formed Adam and then woman came out of Adam. So I just want to say this. The goal should not be marriage. The goal should be wholeness. Can I have an amen for that? Wholeness. And I want you to, I want this generation, you know, in my generation, I'm not that, I'm young still, but 10 years back, 15 years back, there was a moral code that it seemed that it's going out the windows now and it needs to come back. Okay, so let me just say this. If marriage would have fixed people, we would have had zero divorces. Come on. If marriage fixes problems, we would have had zero divorces. I want you to understand something. Marriage does not fix something, it amplifies something. If there was a crack before, it will be highlighted. And please, ladies, gentlemen, listen to me. Babies don't fix problems. They amplify them. First and foremost, I want to give you this advice, and this is what I want to say before I go deep here or go anywhere with you tonight, is you don't need to break up with Jesus to be with someone. If you need to break up with Jesus or your church, then you need to wave that person goodbye. Because somebody must first be in love with Jesus, and then because they're in love with Jesus, they might date you. Oh, come on. You don't need to break up with Jesus to be with someone if God sent them. Come on, are you there? I want to say this, that being single is not a reflection of your value as a person. And this is very important for us to understand. Because if we believe that, and this is key, if we believe that who we are, let me just read this. This is important. Being single is not a reflection on the value as a person. Your identity is never birthed in somebody else. In other words, if you're looking for identity based on your relationships, you're going to look for long. Because even in the marital context, I cannot find my identity in my spouse. Because my spouse and I was in love with Jesus before I met my spouse. Are you there? So I run my race for Jesus long before I met my spouse. But when I find my spouse and I don't know how Pastor Eric would have preached this, but I think we come out of the same school. We would say the same things. He would have said this. I think he will say this if I taught him right. This is how he would have said it. If both of us run our race, we run our race together. The focus is never one another, because fulfillment doesn't come this way. Fulfillment comes this way. Ah, come on. Your fulfillment comes from the Lord. And when your fulfillment is in the Lord, you can run with the person. Oh, come on. Your purpose is never locked up in somebody else. Your purpose is locked up in you. The partner that God selects for you is there to amplify your purpose and their purpose as you run together. Oh, come on. Oh, if you seek wholeness in a man, you will carry wholeness forward. And this is the thing. This is something I want to slap on tonight. Let us change the word single to the word reserved. Let's change the word single to the word reserved. You're not single, you are reserved. Reserved for what? For the best. Because you never go, I don't know if you guys do this, I've never done this. I don't go into a shoe shop and go try out somebody else's shoe and then buy it. I go into a shoe shop and I buy the best shoe for me. Why? Because there's something about understanding that you are worth the best and not the rest. Oh, come on. Okay. Can I throw? I want to go in here. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. Let's go into the scriptures. Can I have an amen as the guys online? I see him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23 says this. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul be kept blameless until the Lord Jesus Christ comes. Now, what I want you to get this evening is simply this. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. God, when He put you onto the planet, He gave you a purpose. You are here not by mistake, you are not here by chance, you are here because He has an idea what He wants to do with your life. Outside of Christ, we will never fulfill our purpose. Inside of Christ, we can fulfill our purpose. Amen. And what is crucially important is to understand this, that in relationships, the people that you allow around you and in your life can mess up the purpose of your spirit. Are you there? You have to understand this, that God places people in your life, but so does the devil. And I'm going to tell you which people to avoid, because not everybody is your mission. Are you there? I tell my daughters, listen, don't bring anybody here. If you want to bring anybody here, these are the first characteristics that must be there. They must be saved. They must be spirit-filled. They must be speaking in tongues. They must be holy. They must have a vision and they must have a plan for their lives. But that's a high standard. Well, I'm not raising second standard things. If you're not spirit-filled, get going. If you're not saved, get going. If you're not yet praying, get going. If you're not reading the Bible, get going. Don't come and impress me with your cheap car. I've got a more expensive one. Get going. I'm teasing, guys. That was a tease, by the way. The point is this, that the standard must be high. Come on. Why do we want to negotiate our souls? It's getting quiet. No, spirit-filled. Saved. Have a plan. Where am I going? No, I'll see. No, we won't. Where are you going with your life? Come on, are you there? The people you allow in your life, listen, I want to throw this out. The people that you allow in your life, if you show me five people, that your five closest people in your life, I'll show you the future. You are the company you keep. Come on, are you there? Jesus says these words in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 27. He says, neither give place to the devil, through Paul the Apostle. Why does he say this? Because one of the greatest things that we can do in relationships is we can give the devil space. And if you give the enemy space in your relationships, what happens? He will ruin you. Come on, are you there? You can say, I don't understand. You're going to understand just now. The Bible says that when a man and a woman comes together, they consummate something, or when a man and a woman comes together, a woman has been designed, a lady has been designed in such a way that God, let me say it like this, a woman has a womb, a man does not have a womb, correct? So by having a womb, we know you're a woman. And by having no womb, we know you're a brother or a man. Correct? Now, when God sends a woman in onto the planet, He sends her with a seal, that when that seal is broken, covenant is cut. What I'm speaking about is this, is when a woman is sent to the earth, the Bible says that God seals them, and it's called, in our terminology, It's called virginity, or it's called to be sealed for the day of covenant. It's getting quiet. When that seal is broken and blood flows, the Bible says covenant gets cut. So when a man and a woman sleeps together, what happens is covenant gets made. Hello? And here is the thing. Let me go God's design, and then we're going to talk about the ungodly way. When God puts a man and a woman together, He Himself says, let no man separate. God Himself qualifies only one qualification through Jesus. He says, man and woman may only be separated if there is adultery. And only then. Because you can't get married in front of God and then get divorced in the courts of man. Come on. I'm giving you a life tonight. And what happens is, because we are a spirit when we have a soul and we live in a body, if you have a partner, let me use my wife as my partner. I've been with her for 17 years, have had no other woman beside my wife. Now, I have a covenant with her. A covenant is cut by God, me and her. Are you there? Now, if that covenant gets broken by adultery, that's the only legal reason I can break covenant of her. But this is what's happening to this generation. People are sleeping around more and more, and what they don't understand is they're opening up spiritual doors the whole time. Because Ephesians 4:27 says, let neither give the enemy access. If you sleep together before you get married, you open up a door. Oh, come on. And what is this generation doing right now? It's true what I'm saying. Is that, and you have to understand this, is that the wrong relationship can destroy your potential in God. Samson got destroyed because he didn't listen. And he had a wrong girl. By the way, his mom and his dad warned him against Delilah. It's true what I'm saying. Come on, guys, are you there? Listen, I know I'm not being all hermeneutical, didactical, and apologetical tonight. I'm throwing it out because I'm seeing a symptom in my generation where people think that they can be casually together and it has no spiritual influence. Absolutely not true. What happens is this: if you have intercourse with somebody else, you open up a spiritual door from your soul to their souls. And whatever demons were in their lives can come into your life. Now that person goes on and sleeps with that one and that one and that one and that one. Now you have a highway to you. And now people start to ask these questions, but I don't understand why I'm struggling. I don't understand why I'm not breaking through. It's because you have so many doors open in the spirit. How do you change? Shut the door. Repent. Take your price tag up. This is very important, guys. I'm not joking when I'm saying this, because we are living in an age and we have to beat at this, where we're seeing so much sexuality without the price tag of true beauty. True beauty is not TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and girls jumping up and down. True beauty is virginity, holiness, righteousness, worship. Come on, unto our God. That's beauty. That's a lady of high worth. That's men of high worth. Come on, are you there? We are too concerned in this age with our status than our true status before God. Come on. How many young people don't I see? Can I say this? I want to say this in love. I'm going to say it because it's true. How many young people I don't see right now, they are so worried about their status, but they are paving a massive road for themselves to hell. It's true. And I'm very concerned for this, for our generation. Because if this generation are hoodwinked, as I said, Matthew chapter 24, verse number 3, if this generation is hoodwinked, how will the next generation look like? Are you with me? Because Jesus is not coming tomorrow. There's still time left. So if we don't get this generation holy, we're going to be in trouble. And I just know about it. One way to get people holy, get them into the presence of God. Oh, come on. In the presence of God, you change. In the presence of God, you are challenged. In the presence of God, you must conform. Can I have an amen? And so what are we seeing? And I just want to say, this is not cool. So if I can just say it like it is, these are things that are not, should not be cool to you. We're seeing, and I looked at it the other day, I was laughing because I know some of these beautiful people. And I was having a fun at it because I was thinking to myself, you know, when did it become cool to see how much you can drink and how much ungodly behavior you can have, you know, and then tag it and post it and TikTok it. And listen, obviously, you know, I know we're living in a generation where people are loving this stuff, but the point is this, is that that should not sell as much as holiness. And let me just say it like this. It is better to work for your own car, have your own degree, fight for your own future, then stand next to somebody else's car, which they have three payments behind, and they themselves have conquered nothing, yet they want to show us they've conquered something. No, you've conquered nothing. Come on, I'm telling you the truth. Is it okay? Is it okay if we share it like that? Because I see many people coming to pose at my car. And I think to myself, go get your own. I'm teasing. The point is simply this. There's something very amiss in our generation if sexuality has become more popular than holiness. In my generation, we were hungry for God. We stood here in front by the hundreds. We cried out to God. And I still believe it's the only way. Come on. Increase comes by the Lord. Can I have an amen for that? Okay. I hope this sermon goes off well. But a wrong relationship can destroy your potential in God. And Satan assigns people. And I want to get you free tonight. Is that okay? And as you guys are busy commenting, I hope you're sharing the living crazy daylights out of this thing, because we want to get you free. You actually need to be so... It's like I can use Shannon as an example. We've been married for 17 years and she's still so innocent. There's certain stuff she still doesn't get. You know, like for example, I would sometimes see things happen. I'm like, hey, do you understand what's busy happening? And she'll believe the best of people. It's just how she is. She's got a purity inside of her. She believes the best in everybody. And sometimes I'm like, hey, that's trouble. And she's like, no, man, let's give them a chance. I'm like, no, that's trouble. So I want to give you some things here tonight. First and foremost, I want to say this. In every relationship you ever get into, do not ignore the red flags. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 9, verse number 1, that the Holy Spirit convicts you by your conscience. Do not neglect the red flags. Because Holy Spirit is warning you. Whoa! That temper that you see just under the... like boiling every now and again, that's a red flag. Come on, ladies, gentlemen, listen to me. You do not want to marry somebody that has baggage. If you do, you're going to carry bags with you. No, Pastor, I won't. They will carry it. No, you won't. You will carry the bags with them. But Pastor, I'm going to help them and we're going to get to Jesus. No, that's not your responsibility. You need to get to Jesus by yourself as much as they do. Together you seek the Lord. No, Pastor, I'll pray them into church. No, you won't. They are not attending church by themselves. They will drag you out of church as soon as you get married. Pastor, I see him spending more money than what he has earning. Red flag, run. Before they wear the good shoes and all the other rest, they must have no debt. You're not what you wear, it's who's wearing you. Oh, if I can teach this generation one lesson. Listen, I love fashion, but fashion is not me. I am not what I wear. I am who's wearing me. Come on, I'm telling you the truth. Your odor needs to be Jesus. When people meet you, they must say, hey, there comes a guy that loves Jesus. There comes a girl that loves Jesus. Come on, isn't that a testimony? How much greater is a testimony if you get to 18 and you still have your virginity, 21 you still have your virginity, 24 you still have your virginity, 26 you still have your virginity. Why? Because you're reserved. The other day I met a couple, I married them, I think if I remember correctly, 26, 27, still a virgin. I was like, whoa. I was like, I salute that. I said, I honor this. I said, because normally we will need to cast our devils out of people before we get them married. Come on, are you with me? Oh, I say amen to that. So don't ignore the red flags. Put on that reserved board. Everybody that winks at you should not be responded to. Because we all know you're good looking, we all know you're fine, so keep yourself reserved. Are you there? Price tag. Because if you don't win that stuff now, when you get married, Satan is going to put you into situations of compromise. If you think temptation is tough, get married. Oh, come on. Okay. The amens are getting less. My online views are growing. I see. I'm teasing. Listen, a big no-no in relationships is this. Any relationship that costs you your sanity should not be part of your life. If it costs you your sanity, your identity, or your dignity, it will lead you to be in pieces where God has called you to be in peace. The Bible says the peace of God is the empire of your soul. That means any relationship that costs you your sanity, you need to wave those relationships goodbye. Are you there? Are you with me? Secondly, I want to say this, that if there's any relationship that are manipulating you, you have to wave manipulators goodbye. People that manipulate, they are chief magicians at applying witchcraft. Witchcraft is the ability to control somebody else. Come on, are you there? Manipulation is witchcraft. And witchcraft is as the sin of rebellion. God hates manipulation and God hates witchcraft. Right now in the world, what's the dominating spirit, if I could teach you prophetically, I would have said to you prophetically that right now the whole world is under the power of manipulation. Because Satan is manipulating this whole thing for him to manifest himself. That's what he's busy doing. So it's a grand manipulation scheme for him, because the spirit that he's using is the chief spirit, is a spirit called Leviathan. Under that are other spirits that are cooperating, like Jezebel, like fear, like witchcraft, like the spirit of lies and intimidation. All of them are designed to make people act unnaturally. Are you here? Come on. If you think how quickly your mind was swayed in March last year, all of us were clapping our hands when they announced the first restrictions, correct? Everybody was relieved. Why? Mass media would have introduced you to fear. And everybody was, do you remember that? Come on. Now all of you are tired of it. But some of us we have lost fight. Oh, come on. We mustn't lose that fight. Let me just say it like this. Manipulation is witchcraft. Let me get off it. Manipulation is witchcraft and is a controlling way. And I want to write this down, please, tonight. There are three ways that manipulators will use. Three things that they will use. They will use anger. They will use emotion. And they will use religion. They will get angry, and that is to try to control you. Because they want you to back down. Then if they don't get your attention by the anger, they will flip to the other side and they will become all emotional. Still, the aim is to control you. And then if they can't control you by anger or by emotion, what they will try to do is they will try to control you by religion. They will tell you things like God says. They will say to you about their 50 dreams and their 700 visions. Come on. And they will try to impress you but behind that there's a demon called manipulation. It's true what I'm saying. If God wants to say anything to you, He can talk to you directly, because the last time I checked, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, He first speaks now to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, come on. I have not once had it that God would speak to me through somebody else before He affirms it in my own heart as well. Yes, has there been times that God would speak to me through people and say, listen, you mustn't do this, you must do that? Absolutely. But however, it cannot be for the compromise of what the Lord has said to me. Are you with me? Spiritual leadership is needed, absolutely. But over-spiritualism can be questioned. Because not everything is spiritual. Come on, guys. So, are you guys okay? Are you learning? You're still fine. I don't know if this is getting into your hearts, into your souls. Because I want to see you well. I want to see you whole. I want to see you delivered. I want to see you happy. I want to see you free. I want to see you uncompromised. Are you there? But for an example, let me say it like this. The Bible says, Jesus says this, if I set you free, don't go back to what I've set you free from. Because if you go back to what I've set you free from, you're going to be 7 times worse. It's true. You know, when I got saved by Jesus many, many years ago, the first thing I do was separate. I got separated from the world to get untrained how the world, because if you are in the world too long, you start to think like they think. Come on, are you with me? And if you think like the world, you lose your power to influence the world. Oh, come on, guys. These are basic stuff. I'm not even... This is none of this is revelation, really. This is just basic stuff. But manipulation is a key thing. So, manipulation is seen when people that manipulate, they will say things like, they will make you feel guilty. They will use subtle threats. They would want to constantly know your whereabouts. These are signs of manipulation. Let me say it again. A relationship that costs your sanity, run. A relationship that manipulates you, run. And a relationship that knows no boundaries, you have to run from. Because in any healthy relationship, there's boundaries. Oh, come on. And there is, in any given relationship, these boundaries protects people. Come on, are you with me? Last one I want us, or not the last one. The relationships that can't move on, you'll meet people, and I want to say this, and I'll tell you a story as I go to the scripture. One of the things that have saved my life, was spiritual leadership. I wanted to, before I met Shannon, I wanted to marry a girl. I was engaged to this girl, or getting engaged, and she was beautiful, and everything looked right on the outside. And I made my plans. I was on my way to the to overseas. I can't really say anymore to where, because some of these people, they follow you now, so it's a problem. You know, I spoke the other day a story from the pulpit out of my own life, and these people are not following us, so they're like, hey, why are you talking about us? And so I need to be careful what I speak now. Anyway, but I was heading on my way to another country and made my plans, wanted to go, thought this is God. I was convinced it was God, but my spiritual leadership was not. And then I remember that on that given, and I'm talking now 20 years ago or 18 years ago, about 18 years ago, and I remember they threw a fit. They were like, you're going to throw your life away. This is not what God wants. God doesn't want you overseas. God wants you here. I'm like, hey, I've got this whole thing planned out. I'm ready to go. And here's the bottom line. If I would have gone for that lady at that stage, there was nothing bad of her. But if I went for that and I disobeyed what my spiritual oversight said at that stage, I would have missed my call. So I came back to South Africa, and this lady followed me back home. And as I was here back in South Africa, I sat at a restaurant and I wrote down a list. I said to God, listen, the first thing I want is a proper, I still have the list, by the way. The first thing on my list was, I want a godly wife. And I wrote it in pencil. I said, a godly, pure wife. And I was sitting there at the back of the church one day, hungry for God, looking for Jesus, not for a lady, looking for Jesus as my first desire. And here in the front danced the girl in white. And as I was looking at her, the Lord said, that's the one. And I was not even looking at that stage for a woman specifically, though it was first on my list. I was first seeking Jesus. Jesus was the love of my life. Jesus was the focus of my life. That stage I was seeking the Lord of all of my heart. It was all about Jesus. I had my parents, and I had them crazy because I would do nothing without Jesus. I would go to the gym with Jesus. I would talk to everybody about Jesus. In those first years, we evangelized everything that stands still for longer than 10 seconds. We ran out of people. We cast out devils. We healed the sick. We gave stuff away. We were radical for Jesus. And as I was looking for Jesus, I found my wife. And the first thing, and you can ask us, it's true, absolutely true. One of the first things I did with her was deliverance. Beautiful, whole, and I did deliverance. I said, if we are going to be together, we need to seek the Lord together. Because otherwise, we're not going to finish this task. Come on, are you guys with me? So why am I telling you the story? Get someone that loves Jesus more than you. Don't get someone that you need to convince to love Jesus. Oh, come on. If I can give, I can write a book about this. And from that day, I cannot tell you how many times my wife has been a thermostat of chasing me to God. Because that is a true marriage. When one is weak, the other one is strong. When one is strong, the other one, or we go together. Are you with me? Come on, am I talking to someone? Listen to me, I don't care how old you are. The bottom line is purity never goes out of date. There's a price tag to purity. I understand. But this is the reward of purity. Jesus. You get Jesus. He comes and be a friend of you. The Bible says, nobody will see God except the pure in heart. Oh, come on, are you there? So this is what I'm longing for. I'm longing for, because this is what I saw when the Lord called me in 2004. And when I started to serve Him full time, this is what I'm longing for. When I started to serve the Lord full time, I saw a vision of a generation of young people that will be full of tattoos, that will look a little bit weird. They'll be dressed weird. I saw them weird, but I saw fire in their eyes. I saw fire in their hands. I saw fire in their hearts. And I remember this vision more than 16, 17 years ago. The Lord said to me, when you see this generation walking the planet, then you have to know that the hour of my coming is upon you. And now I'm starting to see a remnant of young people that are starting to rise up. They look different. They don't want to fit in. They don't want rules. They want to do stuff radical. And I'm saying, thank be to God, this can be the generation that can be so full of hunger and thirst that will upset the previous generations. Because you have to understand, whenever you lead something new, you're going to upset the old. Oh, come on. And so I want to challenge you towards purity. I want to challenge you towards holiness. I want to challenge you to put a price tag on your eyes. I want to challenge you to put a price tag to your ears. And I want to challenge you to put a price tag to your mouth. Make your company expensive. Come on. Make your company expensive. Jesus knew this. Come on. Jesus knew this. Jesus had many people following Him, but at the end there was one. Oh, come on. Is this word piercing your hearts? I pray it is. So single does not mean to be broken. Single means a whole single unit. The goal is not marriage. The goal is wholeness. Because if you're going to be broken into your marriage, you're going to carry bags. If marriage would have fixed people, we will have absolutely zero divorces. And you don't want to break up with Jesus to get someone. Listen, let me say it like this. Samson made this mistake. Samson allowed a wrong relationship to steal his call. And Samson ended up sleeping as the anointing left him. And the Bible says, listen, Samson didn't even knew God was not with him anymore. He woke up and God left. Now, thank be to God, New Testament, it can't happen. But what does happen in the New Testament is you seep power. And you know how the enemy works. Oh guys, come on, are we okay? You know how the enemy works. The enemy knows that he can't walk into your life with two horns on his head and a pitchfork in his hand. You'll know it's the devil. So how does he do it? He deceives you. Slowly. First it's okay to do this. Then it's okay to do that. Then it's okay to do this. And before you get yourself, you're in massive, massive trouble. Oh, come on, are you there? Can I have an amen or something? Come on, let's just give Jesus a praise offering. Let's just take a moment. Guys online, take a moment, share the gospel, throw it out there. I want to give you one more. Can I give you one more truth? Is that okay? That, and I just want to say this because this is so, so important. So important. When I listened to a teaching about marriage the other day, and I thought it was such a good teaching about marriage. And this specific person said this. He said that when we invite people to our weddings, and we seal the marriage before God and witnesses, we should write at the back of the invitation, if this marriage plans to get divorced, we're going to invite you all back again to tell you why. Because it's interesting how the enemy works, that we get married in front of hundreds, but we want to get divorced silently in front of a court. We must value marriage so highly that we can be confident in putting that on our invitations and say, you know what, if this is not going to work, we'll invite you back. And then we'll tell you why we're breaking up. Come on, are you there? I am a stern believer. One man, one woman, a lifetime. If it really, and the only reason why the Bible says you may get divorced is by adultery. Are you there? But I also want to say that there's grace, and there's lots of grace. However, we can never negotiate holiness and purity. Come on, are you there? So what I want to encourage you guys for, what I want to help you in, all of us in, is this, is that it starts with our eyes, it starts with our ears, and it starts with our mouth. And I want to throw this out, because I feel the Spirit of the Lord is encouraging me to throw this out to you, to help every single person here, is that we need to be careful what we hear, we need to be careful what we put our eyes to, and we need to be careful what we say. Because the enemy of your soul understands that's how he will get to you. I want to encourage you and say this. Don't live somebody else's life. Live your own. Don't look. Listen, this is the thing of this world currently right now. And this is very, very fake. Are you ready for this? People only advertise their 30 seconds of glory. People do not tell you on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, and all of the rest of their behind-the-scenes struggles. So you cannot value your life against somebody else's life based on 30 seconds that they've actually done something. That is a fake profile. What you must do is what I said this morning to do. Is what did Jesus say about you? And then if you are doing that, that is what you must live. Come on, are you with me? That is what you must do with your life. And I'll leave you with this thought from God. Is again I say, now may the God of peace make you holy in every way. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes. God wants us in peace and holy. Oh, come on, guys. I'll get you shouting next week, Sunday again. That's all good. But the enemy uses your eyes. He uses your ears. And he uses your mouth. God uses your eyes. God uses your ears. And God wants your mouth. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, hearing comes by the word of the Lord. The Bible says, let no unwholesome speech proceed out of your mouth, but only that is good for those that listen to what you've got to say. Are you with me? And so one of the things we have to do in this hour, right now, we have to be a people that reach our world. Wherever we go, we need to lead people to Jesus. But we ourselves need to be fully in love with the Lord. Are you there? As you are in the love of the Lord is going to introduce you to people. Of my greatest relationships I have in my life right now, it's not because I went looking for great men and women of God, but it's because every single time I'll meet people as I stumble across falling in love with Jesus. And as I'm in love with Jesus, Jesus puts me in front of great men and women of God. Jesus puts me into places of influence. Jesus blesses me with. But it's because it's Jesus. Come on, are you guys with me? You understand what I'm saying? Okay, so let me give you a marker. I'm gonna throw this at you. Now guys online, come on, throw me some fiery emojis. Respond a little bit. I don't know if this. I pray that this message will speak to you. I will give you the advice that I give my daughters, and it would be this. If you want to get into a relationship with anybody, the first thing you need to ask is there a commonality of Jesus? If there's not, you have got nothing to do with one another. Because what does light and darkness have in agreement with one another? And you can say, no, but that's a bit tough. No, the Bible makes it very clear that if you really want to engage, then we have to be separate. Come on, are you with me? You have to be holy before you can infiltrate. Yeah, oh, come on, guys, are you there? And so, what I would say to them is this: I have these discussions with them regularly. I'll tell them, listen, girls, you have to understand, you're getting older, you're getting prettier, and you have the Holy Spirit. So, because you're getting older, because you're getting prettier, and you have the Holy Spirit, boys will be attracted to you. And then they'll tell me, oh, Dad, but you know, all boys that are gentlemen. No, no, no. Absolutely not. And so I would ask each and every one of you to seek God first. And as you seek the Lord, you're going to stumble upon good relationships. You're going to walk into good promotions. You're going to walk into good spaces because Jesus is your number first. And because He's number one, He's going to make room for you. It's true what I'm saying. I wanna challenge you and say, go test what I'm saying and see if it works. Oh, come on. I felt a sting in the room when I spoke about the thing about sexual intimacy. Do you know that your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions? Your mind is the way you think. Your will is the way you decide. Your emotions is the way you feel. Now what happens is this: if you have a soul tie with somebody and you constantly think about them and you can't break that tie, what happens is that your soul is tied there. So now that person, they go on with their lives, but you are stuck. You think about them, you wonder about them, you wonder where they're at, you wonder where they are. You can't get free. Why can't you get free? Your soul is stuck. Come on, are you with me? And the problem is, as long as your soul is stuck and other people get connected to that person, those people's connection to that person has an influence right to you. Now, you sit and you're facing troubles on this side that you've never had before. You've never struggled with anger. You've never struggled with alcohol. You never struggled with abuse. But now suddenly they're in your life and you don't know why. This is the reason why. You've never closed this door. How do you close this door? It's simple. The Bible says if the door is open to the enemy here, the repentance means this. You need to turn your back, close the door, repent to your Father which is in heaven, and walk away. never to go back again. Because if you do go back and you open up this door again, it's going to be 7 times worse than what it was before. Come on, am I telling you the truth? So I want to encourage each and every one of you tonight. This will be my encouragement, that we take up our price of our oil, that we take up the price of you and your heart. And I always say this, that is it still possible in 2021 that we can be whole, married, or whole and single? And the answer is yes. But you have to seek Jesus first. Come on, are you with me? If you are in love with Jesus enough, He's going to make everybody else uncomfortable around you that's not in love with Him. Are you there? The love of Jesus is the separator. Come on, can I have an amen for that or something? Just everybody online, share the gospel, say amen. I want to get you free tonight. Is that okay? This is how I want to get you free. I remember a day and a time in my own life where people loved me enough to tell me the truth. And tonight's message is about loving you enough that you can decide who to say no to and who to say yes to. And here is how you should select your friends. If I can give advice, here would be my first one. Select your friends based on purpose. Save everybody, heal everybody you can, but select your friends based on purpose. If they're not helping you get there, you're wasting time. 2, don't focus on many things, focus on one thing. Because it's not the width of your life, it's the depth of your life. 3, stop wasting time. You only hear once, make it last, make it count. 4, do not live your life based on something that happened in the past. Let it go, as well as the people that's still in the past. If they're not part of the future, they're not part of you. Let it go. Come on. And lastly, if they're not adding you and getting you closer to Jesus, then it's questionable why they're there. And so tonight I want to encourage you to say this, listen, be the person that stands up and walks out. Be the person. I tell my kids, listen, if they teach you stuff that you're uncomfortable with, stand up, walk out. I'll be right there backing you. Because your ears are not the garbage bins of the world. Can I have an amen for that? So I want to encourage you and just say this. I believe that God has chosen us as a royal priesthood, as a priest, a royal priesthood. We set aside for Him. Are you there? We are a kingly tribe that belongs to our God. And I want to pray for us tonight, that because I know how it is. I know it's just maybe not my personality, but I do know that certain personalities can dominate other personalities, can make you afraid, can make you hamper away, or whatever the case, can control you. But I want you to be able to break free and be yourself. Are you there? You cannot live your life in a place called regret. And maybe, and this is what I want to pray for, maybe you have been in a place where you say, I've made mistakes, while there's grace again. Are you there? I would teach on any given Sunday about divorce, and I'll still do. One of the things I find about divorce, and I don't want to, because that's a whole sermon. I'll just say this one thing. It's not secondhand. There is full restoration. As if it never happened. God makes all things new. Let me say it again. He makes it new. He doesn't repair it. He doesn't patch it. He makes it new. New. As if it never happened. Come on, are you guys there? So this is what I want to pray for tonight. I want to pray tonight. If you've been in a situation, and guys that are online, I want you to be commenting, because if you can get to a place of wanting to be whole and free, you can still be it. Come on. As long as you have the breath of God in you, you can be whole and free. Can I have an amen to that? And so I wanna pray for us, and this is what I wanna pray. I wrote it down. I wanna pray, and I wanna make sure that you can and I can say no to anything that has accessed us that is not from God. It might have been a business deal, it might have been a wrong relationship, it might be a wrong relationship. While you have the power to say no. Let me, by the way, just say that anybody that doesn't expects or respects your no will never respect your yes. Okay, so too much maybe for a Sunday night, I don't know. But this is what I want to throw out. I want to throw out that God wants you whole. And you can choose wholeness. You just need a moment with the Lord again. And I want to pray for that tonight. Amen. That you will choose wholeness above all else. Wherever you are in your life, that you'll say, Jesus, make me whole. Make me whole. And the awesome thing about Jesus is He reaches right to your level and He comes and makes you whole. Amen. So if that's you tonight, I want you to stand. If that's you, if you say, Lord, I'm in need of you making me whole. I'm in need of you touching my life. I'm in need of you, Lord, reaching out into my heart. People that are online, I want you to respond as well. Just throw us an emoji, just your hands on. There's many people online that, if that's you, I just want you to respond inside the building. If that's you, if you say, Jesus, I need to be whole again, I want you just to stand. Say, Lord, I want to be whole. I want to be whole. I want to be whole. I'm seeing all the names that and all the things being commented. Why don't you lift your hands as you are in the building? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, and we can be whole. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you in this night that I choose Jesus as my first love. I choose Jesus as the author, as the finisher, as my Alpha, as my Omega. Lord Jesus, I ask in this night, make me whole again. Refresh my heart. Refresh my soul and all that is within me. Father, I ask in this night, replenish me in every area in Jesus' name. Lord, Holy Spirit, I invite you right into every area that's not under your control. Take the steering wheel of my life. Take control. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want you there. You can be seated. I want people to be brave tonight. Is that okay? Can we be brave? Can we be brave? Can we be brave online and inside? I want to pray for people. If you feel like you've given something away, I'm not going to name it. I just want you to have that moment of Jesus. If you feel like you've given something away prematurely, then let's ask the Lord to restore that back again. Come on, are you with me? Jesus can restore it. I can tell you about testimony upon testimony, how many people I've sat with that they gave stuff away prematurely. They gave things away to, and people left their lives afterwards, and they just gave it away. And now they're broken, and Jesus, He's the restorer. Come on, are you there? He's the restorer. He doesn't just fix, He makes new. Oh, come on, can I have an amen for that? And so, I want to encourage you with all that I am within me, that you will say, Lord, because that's a raw thing between we, ourselves and Jesus, isn't that not? Come on. You know, sometimes, can I just say this? Sometimes we wanna live what happened to us as a story of our lives. What has happened to you is not you. You are not the summary of events that has happened to you. You can have something new. Come on, guys, are you there? Jesus wants to make it new. That's the bottom line. He's a repairer. He's a restorer. And I feel heavily led in my spirit to pray this prayer, that He can do full restoration work on you in this night. And what's maybe been a maybe in your life, make it a no. Come on. Make it a no to someone and a yes to Jesus. So if that's you, I want to ask you to be brave. And I'll ask this just by the raising of hands and people that are online. There's hundreds of people watching us on all our devices. I want you to just take a moment and be brave. Can I ask all eyes just to be closed, and everybody online, can we just respect this moment? This is a Jesus moment. Jesus wants to bring something back. He made you. He created you. He made every single one of you. And He can make you whole again. So Lord, I pray right now, as I feel Your Spirit in this room, as I feel Your, see Your Spirit online working, Lord, I pray that in this moment right now, that whatever was given away, Lord Jesus, may it be restored again in this night, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name. That's you, with all eyes closed. People online, you can just raise a hand. If you are inside this building, just raise the hand. I just want to see the hands. I see that hand. I see many hands. See that hand. 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 See that hand, see that hand, see that hand, see that hand. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray this last prayer. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, as hands are going up everywhere. Father, I pray that right at this moment, Lord, restore, restore, restore in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, in this night, that full restoration will be the portion. Nothing but that in Jesus Christ's name. Say with me tonight, say, Lord Jesus, thank you for restoring me in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give Jesus Christ a praise offering. On that note, I want to encourage every single one of you, as Pastor Stephen comes, I want to encourage every single one of you guys that are watching us online tonight, that we have so many people that have asked us about the marriage camp. Do not miss the marriage camp. We have, I don't even know the number, but there's so many people. Do not miss the marriage camp. Guys, sign up. Do the marriage camp. And as Pastor Stephen comes for more of the announcements, I want to encourage you and say this. This is the hour. This is the hour to seek the Lord. This is the hour to be on fire for Jesus. This is the hour to really know the Lord and seek Him as your first. Don't negotiate your heart. Don't negotiate your soul. Don't negotiate your mind. You belong to Jesus and to Jesus only. Can I have an amen of that? Amen. I'm going to just say this, guys. I want to again remind you, this is 6 months. We're going to see 6 months. I'm telling you, you'll see it. The world will shake and God's going to allow it to be shaken. But the people of God will be different. We will see restoration. We will see replenishment. We will see promotion. We will see the Lord lifting you high up, high above the enemy. You will see as the enemy comes in like a flood, how God raises a standard. You will see how the Lord will separate you, and things may fall on your left and on your right, but it will not draw near unto you. I tell you the truth, this is the hour of separation. Right through your Bible, God has been an expert in showing up when His people are oppressed. And right now, we are oppressed because we cannot worship freely like we want to. But I tell you the truth, God Himself is going to see to restoration. I tell you, I know this, I've seen this, I have said this to me, restoration. And you and I must settle for nothing less but the full intent of God's plan. And so let me speak that out again out over your life. Restoration July, restoration August, restoration September, restoration October, restoration November, and restoration December. May you exit this year greater than what you've started this year, because the Lord can make you flourish. We are a people of His presence. Are you there? Come on, let's give Jesus Christ a praise offering as Pastor Stefan comes. Let me just take a moment, everybody, won't you, as Pastor Stefan comes, won't you just put your hands in the air? There we are. Just lift your hands just for a moment. I just want us just to acknowledge Jesus. Just acknowledge Him. Acknowledge the Lord. Acknowledge the Lord. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge You. I thank You, Father, that right in this moment, Lord, if we can be aware of Your presence, Your power, Your love for us, in Jesus Christ's name. Father, I pray for every father that's watched, every dad that's watched. I pray that they'll be blessed on this Father's Day. Increasingly so, in Jesus Christ's name. If you agree with that, warriors, say amen and amen and amen.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.